another question for you. You're good at this. You're getting them right. Ostaro.
Yes, sir.
How much was that doggy in the window? I have stumped you.
I transport myself there, right?
I have stumped you with one, but it's okay. It shows that you're human just like everyone.
That's right.
And what is the deal with turbans?
Turban?
Yeah, what's the whole point of that?
Oh, it's a part of the Indian dress, you know what I mean?
What's, hey, you know, let's make popular ugly hats. I don't get it.
Have you seen that in me wearing?
I saw it. It's a very ugly hat. Ostaro, why would you wear that?
Just for fun. That's a part of the job, you know. It's for show business.
So you don't... Do you really wear a turban in real life?
No, I don't. It's only on the show.
You only wear... You're worse than Miss Cleo.
Oh, you remember I did a spoof. I channeled Miss Cleo. Do you know that?
No, where did you do this?
In the studio of Comedy Central here in New York.
You did that on Jon Stewart's show?
Yeah.
The Daily Show?
Yeah, I did two shows, you know what I mean? One with astrology and one Miss Cleo.
That's funny, man.
That was funny.
See, I mentioned that never having seen that show just because of the connection we have.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Some people that aren't in the know like you and I just call it very tight bonding or rapport. But you and I know it as a connection on a larger, broader dimensions.
Yeah, yeah. He's a funny man. I like him.
Jon Stewart?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen him naked?
Not really, not recently.
Speaking of that, do you think that there will be another U.S. attack to rival September 11th?
Well, they always try, you know what I mean? And just everything is possible. There's no such thing as security, you know what I mean?
Well,
we can never be secure completely, you know what I mean?
Let me just say God forbid it.
That's right, that's correct.
But do you see anything happening in the stars involving another attack?
Well, to be very honest with you, the month of October is not very good for Osama bin Laden.
Good.
And he might be getting very desperate because he's using a dialysis machine, you know what I mean?
Yes. He's been able to keep that thing hooked up in the caves?
Well, I don't know where he's hooking it up, but people take care of him. That's why it's so difficult to find him.
Will Osama bin Laden be sprung as a Republican October surprise?
I think that this man might be caught in October, November, so I feel, you know what I mean?
Oh, you think he'll just happen to be caught then, right before the election?
Because his cycle is not that great, you know what I mean?
Hmm. Ostaro, did you have anything to do with September 11th?
Oh, not directly, though. But you'll get me killed or something.
You didn't... Well, it was a joke, but... I hope you're kidding with me, right?
Yeah, sure.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah, nobody can know these things. These are big things.
Right? Yeah, we're going to have to talk about... We're definitely going to have to talk off the air about this.
Okay, so my friend, you keep in touch with me.
Can I call?
You
gonna
have my number, right?
Are you going to give me a part or what? I want to be in your movie.
So you have to write to me or something or contact me, whatever?
I will write to you at 303 Fifth Avenue,
yeah.
Number 1909.
That's right.
And that is New York, New York, 10016.
That's right. You got a telephone number. You have the address. And
you can call Ostaro for what? You do private readings over the phone?
Oh, private readings. And if they want over the phone, then they have to send me the birth rate and data and all that.
Okay.
And then they have to pay me some money, and then they can have it. Or they can see me in person, you know what I mean?
How much does it cost to see you in person or over the phone to get a reading?
$100 for an hour.
Okay, you can contact Ostaro over the phone, 212-686-4121. You can also check out his website and all the things that he has going on there at ostaro.com, O-S-T-A-R-O.com. Or you can order his book that he has authored, The Art and Craft of Success, 10 Steps. Order it by calling 800-431-1579. It's about 135 pages of goodness. And how much does it cost again, Ostaro?
$15.
$15 is easy. I mean, you got the holidays coming up right around the corner. Why not give them a book on positive thinking and how you can change your life in a positive way in 10 easy steps?
That's right.
Right, Ostaro? I'm a salesman.
Yes, sir.
Did you see how I did that for you?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
I'm sure you're going to sell a lot of books.
You are a good man, my friend.
And I hope you realize that this is all in good fun.
St. Peter just made a note that you are a good man.
Who, Jesus did?
No, St. Peter.
Oh, St. Peter. Yes.
Right.
Now, the people in heaven do have a sense of humor and realize that I joke around, right?
I hope so.
I hope you do, too.
Of course.
You realize this.
Do you think I'm stupid enough to take you seriously? No offense intended.
How could you say that, Astaro? I'm a very intelligent man, and I just got things to say.
Look, what am I doing to you?
Why would you do that?
Look, what am I doing to you, right?
I need a spanking.
That's right.
Hey, Astaro.
Yes, sir.
Really nice of you to come on my show and quotes,
man. Thanks very much, my friend. All the best and God bless, okay?
Only thing I have to ask you to do is, now that we're done with the interview, is to please tell me that you hate me and hang up very violently.
Well, I do hate you and drop... can't do that.
Drop what? Drop
that's
dead?
Too good a man.
You can say drop dead. It's a joke.
I never said that.
You said drop, though. We'll leave it at that. Just hang up very violently. Slam, hang up on me. I want you to hang up, Astaro.
Okay, my friend. All the best.
Thanks, man.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Astaro. You know, I think maybe I'm going to have to change my little gimmick of having people angrily hang up on me because they don't want to do it. I mean, even when I explain it's a joke to them, they still don't want to do it just in case somebody perceives it as real, because it's obvious that they grow to like, these guests grow to like me over the time we spend talking to one another. That was Astaro. Please visit his website, ostaro.com. You will recognize him, and you will have seen him on something, I guarantee it. And also, order his book. Why not? $15. I liked him out of all the guests I've done interviews with so far. I like Astaro the best. Order his book, The Art and Craft of Success, 10 Steps, 800-431-1579 is how you order that for $15. And keep in mind, you can always call him for your own personal readings that get nothing right at 212-686-4121, Ostaro, right here on the Craig Coleman Show in quotes. Who's impressed? Come on, seriously. Who have you guys? Anybody? Nobody. Thanks for listening to that Craig Coleman Show in quotes random guest interview, a CCSIQRGI. So, continue to stay tuned to RadioBBQ.net to hear what's going to come up next.
Radio BBQ.
Radio BBQ. Radio BBQ.
Radio BBQ.
Radio BBQ.
Radio BBQ.
Talking special things, like when a friend gives a friend a helping hand, helps his little buddy to understand. That's a special thing, a very special thing. Yeah, take it, JB, to take it.
I hate to interrupt the thing that Lee was saying about him and KG.
Special thing.
What do you think this is? Tenacious D3D. No, 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 no. Like when KG hits a tin cup shot on a Genesis Golf.
Tin cup. That's a special thing. A special thing.
Or when KG pops in Jenny Craig mac and cheese and hands it to me.
That's a special thing. That's a special thing.
Now one and one and one is three. A rare occasion for life's
triple D.
KGJB and me. That's a special thing.
Tenacious D3D. No, 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 no. Like when KG hits a tin cup shot on a Genesis Golf.
Tin cup. That's a special thing. A special thing.
Or when KG pops in Jenny Craig mac and cheese and hands it to me.
That's a special thing.
I think it's time for our favorite radio program. Hopefully. God Almighty.
Oh, it's time for my favorite radio program. Mm-hmm. For my favorite radio program. Mm-hmm.
Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net. I'm the high-pitched talker and runner. Once again, I am alone. And I need everyone to take part in the escapades tonight because I suck. And repeat a pick up the phone run? Yes, yes it is. I'm Runner, and this is whoa.
This
is 100K's movie. He's not here. I'm Runner. We all are the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net. You can Skype us at Rundog. If you have Skype, you can call us at 718-360-1413.
What's that?
360-1413 in the 718 area code for a Vonage phone number. And you can always hit us in the Radio BBQ chat room. I'm checking that constantly because I don't have enough to do. Let's see. Let's give a call to our buddy Canadian Mike. Let's see what he's doing. Hey, Mikey. Let's see how this thing works. Oh, he's got a funky little logo.
Yeah.
How you doing? You called the Brown Lodge. I got your pain for your game. What's up, man?
What you talking about, Willis? Nothing. I'm jerking off. What are you doing?
Nothing. How's it feel?
Great.
Do you use two hands and a lot of lube, or just one and, you know, just some spit?
I use a good skunk and some tire lube.
Hey, which arm did you break, by the way?
Left.
Oh, if anyone didn't know that our little buddy, Canadian Mike, he's a rockin' 100 pounds. He got hit by a car, and he has everything broken. Do you have to learn how to work it in a different direction? When I broke my right arm, I learned a new way to work it for myself to make myself happy.
Thanks for sharing.
It was actually like an under technique. Like I actually sat on it and pulled with my left hand to keep it straight.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it was interesting.
No, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds pretty gross.
Well, I'll send you a picture.
I think I want to throw up.
No, don't.
I posted the WWF pick of the week there in the chat.
What do you mean pick of the week?
Well, I made a new one.
Oh, pick of the week.
Picture, I you know. You.
Hey, did you see that thing on WWE about the rise and the fall of the Ultimate Warrior?
No.
It's like a DVD coming out, like, that they hated him the whole time he was in the WWE, and, like, the whole, like, him crashing and burning, and, like, one.
Are they going to talk about the seven different Ultimate Warriors, or just one?
I think just the one that was, you know, the main guy.
Because the first one, like, died or something.
No, did he?
Yeah.
No.
Like, the first one died when he was in the WWF, and then they changed him with another guy. There was a couple different ones.
But not the one that, like, we know, the one that was the champ all the time, the one that was, like, totally steroided out and freaking out all the time. He wasn't He was the second one?
Yeah. Second or third, something like that. There's a couple of them, at least.
Usually when they push something like this, he usually comes back, right?
Well, I hope not. He's probably all, like, fucking roided out.
Hey, who cares?
He'll all, like, roid rage on everybody and fucking start killing everybody.
And that's the point. I like your Cena picture, by the way. Thank you.
You do? You like it?
What is that, a raccoon?
Yeah, it's like a raccoon or something.
I love seeing him. Remember when he first came to the WWE, actually? He was like this like gay little dude in green shorts trying to like push Boston.
I don't remember him at all because I didn't really watch wrestling when he started.
Oh, you're a New Jack?
That's all I heard from you.
I said you're a New Jack?
Are you playing around on the internet because I can't hear you?
I'm not touching anything. I just put my hands on the computer. I haven't even done anything.
See, there you go. You touch the computer, and then I can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
I can hear you now.
Okay. It's your crappy connection, you know.
Okay, now I can't hear you again. Stop touching the computer.
I'm not touching the computer.
Where's Chris and 100K and everything, anyways? What are they doing?
Well, Chris, if I'm gonna be on the show that night, they don't show up.
Is that just the thing now? Is it like...
Yeah, we do two shows. We do one with me and anyone who will possibly talk to me on the telephone. And then you got those two guys doing the show every other time I don't show up.
Oh. So what do we have on tap tonight? Crank Collin, Andy Milonakis, some good stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah, we got that. I met William Shatner a couple days ago.
No shit, eh?
Yeah.
good old Canadian actor he is.
He's very swollen.
Is he?
He's kind of thick. He was wandering around with a champagne glass. But I was pretty psyched. I don't even like Star Trek. I like that.
He wouldn't be able to squeeze in.
I
was
pretty psyched. I don't even like Star Trek. He wouldn't.
So you're saying like he wouldn't even be able to fit in his Captain Kirk outfit or anything?
He wouldn't. No, he definitely wouldn't be able to. He would have a hard time getting it over his head because his neck and like he's pretty much got that whole like I don't have a neck anymore, just pretty much head to shoulder thing.
Oh, he's got like a blob on his shoulders.
Yeah, and his you know you could tell like that whole drunken like. My nose is 70% of my face, and it's all red. And he's just like wandering around with a carafe of champagne.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah, I was absolutely excited to see him. And it was funny. The guy that was walking him down the hall, he was like, "I met my you know my wife, you know, because we both love Star Trek." And he was like, "Oh yeah, great." And he just kept on walking faster.
Oh, he didn't care as long as that guy didn't have any booze, right? So he just kept walking.
From what I understand, like, when I hear him, like, do, like, Howard interviews and stuff, he totally thinks, like, anyone who enjoys Star Trek is kind of stupid.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But this was, like, a total, like, Samsung, like, how many phones are ringing in this place? It was, like, a Samsung, like, product convention. So
yeah.
I don't even know what it could possibly have to do with William Shatner. But
he's just a C-list celebrity they could get to come and give some credibility to their convention.
Ah, C-list? What are you talking about? He's definitely A-list.
To who?
To me.
Come on, I'm Canadian and I don't even like the guy.
Dude, he's awesome.
What, because he's T.J. Hooker?
No, man, he's Denny Crane from freaking... Boston Legal.
Yeah, but who watches that shit? Is that show? Didn't that show get canceled?
No, they had the premiere last night. It was great.
I never watched it.
Do you ever watch like The Practice? It's like the spinoff of that.
I didn't like that either.
Oh, I love that.
I watched Dog the Bounty Hunter last night.
Ugh.
Oh come on! There's nothing more better than watching an American with a mullet with his mullet children going around and chasing people with mullet.
That's
it's like mullet fast.
Mullet extreme.
It is. That's what they should call it. Mullet Fest 2005.
With all that leather and gear he's got going on, I can't possibly think how he moves to actually catch somebody. He's got too much crap.
Check out the jugs on his wife, though. She's got, like, two midgets hiding in her shirt.
There is no way he's into that chick anymore. She must have been good at one point in her life, but, like, I mean, she's just... It's like... Igor. That's where she hides all the cocaine, like... She smuggles it in there.
Probably.
Ugh, God. But that show's doing really well, from what I understand.
I watch it all the time. I mean, they're in their second season now, so they must be doing all right.
Yeah.
That's all A&E has on now, is all that reality TV shit. They got that First 48 or whatever. It's all about murders, and they show real dead bodies and shit. It's pretty cool.
What channel's that on?
A&E.
Oh, I gotta check that out.
Yeah, it's arts and entertainment, but they got dudes with mullets and dead bodies all the time on that channel.
It's artsy and kind of entertaining.
It's no ballet or nothing, it's mullets.
My new, I finally found a sitcom that I like. That, did you watch that My Name is Earl?
I missed it, I haven't seen it yet. How is it?
White trash to the extreme, it's awesome. He is just a full-on, like, scumbag, and... tries to kind of like make up for it, you know, like all the shitty things he did through his whole life and everything. They have the big fat guy from American History X, who must have been doing a lot of dope because like he's about 8 pounds now. He looks great.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The whole show is awesome. I can't believe it's finally a sitcom to actually watch again because besides The Simpsons, which you can't even really consider a sitcom, there's nothing left to watch.
Well, Sunday night, Don Fox has got great shit. They got The Simpsons, and then they got that show afterwards, kind of like the fucking Bundys, but it's not. And then they got Family Guy and American Dad. I mean, hey, that's great shit right there.
But they're not really... You consider a cartoon sitcom?
Sure, why not?
See, That's because we're getting desperate. Sitcoms are like, you know, like Thursday night, like Channel 4, you used to watch like Cheers and Seinfeld and, you know, and Night Court, like everything kind of wrapped into one.
Well, the show that's on after The Simpsons is like The Bundys. I guess that's like a sitcom kind of thing.
You're talking about Arrested Development?
No. It's like a dude and his wife and their kids. It's not like The Bundys, but they modernized it.
The new one with Michael Rapaport?
Yeah.
Yeah, that show's pretty crazy. His acting is strange.
Well, the one they just had on this weekend, he was, like, smoking pot, and his kid stole his pot and all kinds of shit.
He was smoking pot?
Yeah, in the show, he was smoking pot, and the kid stole his pot from his drawer, and it's like, they're, like, going hardcore. They're going all out. They're getting risque right off the bat trying to get the viewers.
The first one I saw, he went crazy, like, racist. He thought she was trying to date this black dude just to piss him off, and, like...
Yeah.
I mean, it was a little cringe television there. Ethan Suple is the guy from American History X. Oh, that's the heavy dude? I cut out?
Yeah, you're cutting out again. Stop touching the computer.
All I'm doing is reading. Deja, don't read.
As soon as you start touching buttons on the computer, I can't hear you no more.
I am not. I am not touching anything, and stop telling me what to do with my computer.
Don't touch it.
I'm not doing anything.
Don't do it, bitch.
Somebody said that the show you were just talking about that you love,
yeah,
with Michael Rapaport, is the worst show. Scumby said it is the worst show he's ever seen. I gotta admit,
he's like 12 and likes Hillary Duff, so who cares?
I like Hillary Duff.
Do you like her in a friend sort of sense, or do you like her because you want to finger her unshaven pussy?
You know, I was thinking about it, finger insertion, and you just said it, so yeah, pretty much.
Oh, you're a sick fuck.
Dude, she's cute.
She's like 12.
She's like 19 years old, man.
Whatever.
Well, Deja will figure it out for us. She probably knows a red top of red.
She's probably got her CD at home pumping it right now.
Let the rain fall down upon my knees. Hey, let's see if we can call her up too. We'll do let's see.
Oh, you know her number?
She has a Skype.
Yeah, I bet she does.
We can do like let's see. How did I do it the last time?
Let's call Andy Milonakis.
Everybody keeps saying he's 25 years old, and I'm just getting to the point that I have to believe it.
I don't even care how old he is. I just want to call him. Let's do it.
You've never even seen the show.
Commercial with some movie that's coming out with him in it.
What are you talking about?
A new movie that's coming out with him in it, and he's in it. Like, it's called Wasted or something like that.
Well, it's bound to be funny, though. That show is hysterical.
Huh?
I said that show is hysterical.
I've never seen it.
I know.
You but can't. I still want to crank.
Do you get what do you get, like, MTV Canada?
I can if I pay for it, but I don't. We got Much Music.
Is that good?
It's Canadian like MTV, but different. We can get MTV Canada separately, but I don't.
They just really play, like, Rush videos back-to-back all day long?
Like, rap all day. It's fucking garbage.
Oh, yeah.
If there's an annoying black guy that's on all the time, like, and he's like, what's up? Yeah, blah, blah, blah. It's like we're fucking in Compton or something, but he's from, like, Etobicoke.
You are in Compton, dude. Yo!
Yo.
What's up? Do I have you both on? Hey, Mike, you still here? Mike. Shit. Hey, hold on for a second, Deja.
Yeah.
Yo, Mike. Mike?
Is he on hold?
Does it say that? I got a little pause button next to his thing. How the hell did I do the conference call last time? Do you remember?
You gotta go to tools and then create conference.
create conference.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
All right, you want me to hang up? Call me back?
Yeah, I'll call you right back.
All right.
Okay.
See.
Bye. Yo, Mike. Mikey. Mike. Mike.
Why are you putting me on hold?
No, I just clicked over to answer the other call, and I thought I could get them both going, but now I know how to, I can do the create conference thing. We'll call Deja up.
Well, oh, okay.
You get so offended. Why are you putting me on hold?
Well, because you don't say hold on a second. All of a sudden, I'm just on hold, or you just hang up on me. I do
tell you to hold on. You just never hear me, because your freaking crap sucks. Oh, we got everybody. Mike is still there?
Yeah.
Nice.
Let me just say that I hate Hillary Duff. I don't want that rumor to go around that I like Hillary Duff. And actually, today is her birthday.
20?
So what, she's 14 today?
She's 18, I believe.
Legal.
September 28th, 1987.
Okay, so she's 18. Let's celebrate.
Did you know? Let the rain fall down upon my knee. Did you know about this before we had this conversation?
I knew that she was 18 or close to it, but I checked it and it said it was today.
Nice.
She knew it off by heart. She knew it. She even knew it was her birthday.
Excuse me, I like Lindsay Lohan, not Hillary Duff.
What's all the difference? They're both yours.
That's true.
Connor, what are you doing, jumping off?
No, man, I'm fucking...
He's sitting back letting us take over the show so he doesn't have to do anything.
That'd be pretty cool.
No.
Man, I stopped talking for 2 seconds. Sorry, guys.
No, you're supposed to talk. It's your show. We're the guests. You're supposed to talk to us.
Interview us or something.
I know.
Hey, you're on the Brown Lodge. What's your name? And where are you from?
I'm Rusty Pete.
And what do you got?
I got a Dirty Sanchez. You want some?
Yeah. How do you get them? I heard they're really expensive, and your mother gives them out on the street corners for free.
I heard the Hillary Duff fans, they do that kind of stuff.
Great. I definitely did not want to do the show tonight.
Why not?
Because it's lonely in here alone. Just me and a handful.
Come on, we'll do the emo show.
We've got, like, the fucking orgy call going on here. How can you be lonely?
I'm psyched that it actually works.
It's menage.
Thank God you guys are home.
Menage foam?
Menage six. Ow!
It's menage Wednesdays.
Put the gerbil down.
Sorry, man.
Okay, that's just sick.
Ow.
Okay, runner, you have to have something. You have to have something for the show. What's going on?
I don't know, man. I fucking, I don't have my team. I got nothing.
I just
sit and riff. What was Monday? Monday I was working that thing with William Shatner, that Samsung thing.
All right, so how was your 22-hour long shift? How did that
exactly
go?
Well, I got paid $825, and I don't know. It sucked ass. Like, I was just walking around like a zombie all night. I really wanted to...
What were you doing?
It was just like setting up, like, displays and shit for Samsung, all their new gear. Like, they had a 102-inch, like, plasma screen television that I had to, like, splice the cable into, like, you know, the Edison converter so you could plug it into the wall and shit. I really didn't think they should have left me with that kind of task, but I did it anyway. It was no big deal. That stuff, it's expensive, cool-looking stuff.
Steal anything?
I was centimeters away from walking away with a video camera, but I don't have the heart. I'm not a thief. I can't lie, and I can't steal anything.
So he says on the air.
Heart.
I really wanted it. They had these little, like, MP3 players, like, not even, like, smaller than, like, my thumb. That, it would have been really easy to take.
If you would have reached into William Shatner's pocket, you probably would have pulled out a whole handful of them things.
I probably would have pulled out a flask.
Oh, poor Bubba.
Either that or he was smuggling them in his carafe of wine.
The things that those guys got to walk away with, like the prizes that, like, he had a whole, like, freaking shitload of shit following him out the door. All the people that spoke, and like, they had, I have no idea exactly what went on. For some reason, if you want to look at, like, new TVs and video cameras, they'll feed you lobster and, like, have a jazz band and, like, all these crazy, like, rose petals floating from the ceiling.
That's a great life.
I took a bag of rose petals home. I have purple rose petals here.
What are you going to do with that, you fruit?
I don't know. I gave them to my girlfriend.
You're such a fruit.
Did you lay them out on the bed and then make hot, passionate love there?
Yes.
Make a little trail coming from the door, put some in the bathtub.
A little trail coming from the door right up to my crotch.
Get a couple of beers on the on your bed.
She'll need the beer.
He was already passed out in his drug-induced coma on the bed. And he'd already shit himself, so he wasn't... He needed the roses to make himself smell good.
This is hateful radio.
It's not hateful.
No,
I'm just trying to spice it up.
Gotta get back to that sexy talk from Monday.
Ew. Well, did they have a lot of sexy talk on Monday?
Chris was just talking about how he cleans his ass.
Oh, God. He comes out of the bathroom crying sometimes. Tears just rolling down his face because he's bleeding. Like, and
just like the big private pile tears? What?
Yeah. From Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looks like.
He just beats his ass with soap.
Yeah.
He puts it inside of like a little latex glove
and just smashes
it. Himself with it.
He comes out crying because he hates himself so much.
And then he shoots his chill sergeant in the head.
Yeah, you better watch out there, runner. You might get shot.
Except
one is running the drill sergeant.
Hey, man. I'm the leader of this team. Actually,
sure you are.
You're private joker, are you?
Yeah, he is kind of a joker. If you see him as anybody, probably as that.
Hey,
well, they look kind of the same.
Me and Chris? Oh, yeah.
Huh?
I'm like his dinner. Chris actually looks like Pyle.
I said you look
like
Pyle. I know,
that's
like
what I'm saying. Yeah, and you look like Joker.
Which one was Joker?
The
main guy.
Oh, fuck you guys. Matthew Modine?
I like Joker.
Would you,
yeah.
Would you rather be like Private
like Pyle?
I don't want to be anybody in that movie.
Would you rather be the Vietnamese broad? We love you a long time.
We love you.
You want to be the Vietnamese sniper at the end of the movie? That's what you want to be.
Oh,
like
that too.
Yes, I do. I want to be Gene Simmons.
Be a 10-year-old Vietnamese girl. The secret's out.
I want to be.
All your friends.
I want to be Hillary Duff.
Yeah, so you could lick your.
So you could bang Joe Madden from Good Charlotte.
Is that who she dates?
Uh huh.
Those guys are really, really fucking gay.
Yeah, they're losing their cred so fast.
Did they ever...
Did a home run! Home run! Oh, thank God.
What's going on?
Home run. Alex Rodriguez. 1-1. Yankees.
Oh! I should throw that on.
Suck. So do the Mets.
Oh, and I think Boston's losing, too, so...
Nice!
Boston sucks, too.
Let me check right now.
What team do you like? The Blue Jays?
Yeah, like
he likes the Bengals.
Yeah, look at all the Bengals they're doing.
The old girl band.
Yeah, well, I hate to say it, but my Bengals are doing better than the Giants, so.
And I praised your Bengals the other day, so you know, you can give me a fucking break.
Hey, watch your language.
Suck some cack.
Yo, today I was, I did this thing, like I fucking work with this dude, and I set up his eBay and shit, and he had some type of like Eric Lindros jersey autograph.
Nice.
Would that be worth a lot of money?
No.
Really? Probably not. He's had about 85 concussions. And he's got like a brain like jello.
Oh, thank God he's in Toronto now. The Rangers didn't bring him back.
Oh,
the
shit.
Leafs suck.
So it wouldn't be worth $200?
Probably get $50 for it.
Really? That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Whoops.
Even that is a little.
If he's lucky, yeah. I mean, depends how stupid people are. I mean, there's probably some idiot out there who'll pay like $200 for it.
I thought he was like huge.
He was when he first came out, and then like his second game when he like had his first concussion, it was all downhill from there.
Whoops.
Yeah, he might. He's already been injured in the preseason, so who knows if he's going to play.
Really? Already? Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if he dies, the jersey will go up in value.
Exactly.
I'm sure if he dies in the ice, that would be great.
Wasn't there something going on with Derek Jeter the other day with
Yeah, he was getting death threats from some racist person who was pretending to be a black female, and they really suspected of being a white guy.
Wait, she was pretending to be a black female.
The person who wrote the letter was pretending to be a black female, and was being racist and threatening him. They never said exactly what it said. I don't think.
Was she calling him whitey?
I guess.
What is Derek Jeter? Is Derek Jeter black or white?
Yes.
He's...
So many runs.
He's...
7-1 Toronto over Boston.
Nice.
I'm sorry. I'm getting very excited now.
No, it's okay. We need a sports update. I can't reach your television yet.
And now, in cricket, India is beating Afghanistan 3-5.
I want to tell you that the ball goes so far in cricket, we cannot tell you.
Go, India.
Oh, wait. You know who's calling? Deja's black girlfriend who's coming to fix the computer.
Oh, no. She wasn't black. Where did that come from?
Hey,
you
Deja!
You got a black girlfriend.
Hi.
You want to watch the Yankees or you want to eat me out?
What the fuck?
Oh, it's Deja's girl. Sometimes she just randomly calls in.
Shaniqua?
Oh, that hit him in the ass. That was amusing. Turn on the game, runner.
Okay, give me a second.
He just got hit in the ass with the ball.
Talks amongst yourself.
Is it on channel 11?
No, it's on MSG. I mean, yes.
Oh, because I get channel 11 from here where you guys are. I get channel 11 in New York City here.
Just WPIX is a great channel to have.
Oh, I know. It's a piece of shit. I almost never watch it, but if there's baseball on, I'll watch it sometimes.
I think only the Mets are on that, though, right?
I don't know.
Well, you're the one who's watching the baseball on it, so...
I watch like maybe once or twice a year. I don't watch it every game on there. I watch the Blue Jays. I don't watch the Yankees or the Mets. I can't believe the Mets, man. They go and spend all that money and then they still suck balls.
I know. They should have known when we took a pass on Beltran that he wasn't going to help them very much.
Well, I don't think it was just taking a pass on Beltran. Like, I mean, he's a great player, but they just suck. Like, the rest of the team's garbage.
I'm being an arrogant Yankee fan.
I thought you were a Mets fan.
Who?
You.
No!
All right, so me and you are the only Yankee fans on the show because the other two are Mets fans.
Don't you remember when I would always give you Yankees updates?
I think that was in the beginning, right?
Yeah.
I don't remember anything.
The Yankees updates.
$85 million. So middle of the season.
Hey, fair weather fan.
Never.
It'd be nice if Boston and the Yankees didn't make the playoffs.
Why would that be nice?
That's impossible.
Well, if both teams died like a plane crash or something.
Yeah, no. I always thought about
that. You're a fucking horror show.
What would happen if, like, Boston was on a plane and it crashed? What would they do?
They'd get a new team.
Would rejoice?
I would, yes. We would party in New York, but what would happen? Would it just be like, would they stop the season?
First off, Boston would burn down to the ground because the whole town would go ape shit. Because they're more hardcore than we are.
Yeah, I know.
And everything would go insane. And every free agent would probably be clamoring to get it to be to be the first pick on Boston.
Say it's like the ALCS, and it's Yankees-Boston, and for some reason they're taking a plane trip because it's so far to Boston or something, and then their plane crashes. Would they just, like, let the Yankees go on, or would they, like, cancel the season or something?
They'd probably make Boston call all their minor leaguers, and then they would play against all
of them. Oh, my God.
Could you imagine if the Yankees lost them, too?
How great would that be, like? Like all these, like, fourth stringers.
It would be the 1980s Olympics with the hockey team, only in baseball.
Like Rick Cerrone would come back. He'd be catching for, like, Boston.
Here we go. We got the New York Yankees versus the Pawtucket Red Sox. All right.
Up to bat, Mookie Wilson. We haven't seen him in about 15 years.
You know who they bring back? What's his name? Bombing.
Don Baylor.
They finally figured out how to unfreeze Ted Williams.
The first baseman. What was his name? God damn it.
From what team?
Buckner. Bill Buckner would be back.
Oh, my God. Somebody
he
just,
like,
shoot him.
He's, like, on a farm Vermont now.
Hiding
he's
from
like,
everyone.
Totally, because I've seen an article about him in Sports Illustrated a couple years ago, and they had to go, like, out to Buffalo, Idaho to interview him, and he wouldn't talk to them about the ball that he booted or nothing.
I think he's probably
the
done with that conversation.
Booted. The ball that he abooted?
He abooted it?
Wasn't his
that
fault.
Guy, one moment that just ruins his entire life.
His entire life. It's kind of like the guy from Chicago in the playoffs the other year when he took the foul ball away and it was fair or whatever.
Oh.
Or he kept the guy from catching it.
The guy in the stands, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, ugh.
And he was getting death threats.
But that was like that kid at the Yankee Stadium, though, like 10 years ago that helped out the Yankees when they were playing the Orioles. You remember that? Like, what was more than like 10 years
oh,
ago?
Oh, the kid,
like,
Justin.
Yeah.
What did he do? He caught it and it was like a.
It wasn't over the fence yet. He grabbed it before it was gone.
Yeah.
The ground rule triple or something?
And it was like a pivotal moment.
Yeah, because then they got the run out of it or whatever.
Hey, you're hearing Sports Talk on the Brown Lodge. We got Canadian Angry Mike, ECP, and me.
I'm angry.
Runner. You want the whole team to die in a plane crash.
I didn't say I wanted. I just said it would be kind of cool.
Okay. Explain to me the difference.
Well, I mean, George Steinbrenner can go buy a new team anyways. Like, what's the difference?
Hey.
No, we don't want the Yankees to die in a plane crash.
Never.
No,
maybe
I said
a couple
no.
of them.
Poor Jorge.
Maybe like...
Jorge.
Yeah, I don't want Posada.
Why Jorge?
I don't know. I just feel bad for the dude for some reason.
Maybe Bernie Williams. That's why he doesn't have to go to another team. He just goes out as a Yankee legend.
A legend, my ass.
Dude rocks.
He has the most home runs in the playoffs as a Yankee.
And he plays a mighty good guitar.
Yes, he does, actually.
All right.
Did you see the ass play? Did you see the ass replay? Runner.
Oh, sorry. I was looking at my screen. I wasn't looking up at the television.
Oh, you ass.
I turned it on, though. How many times are you going to say ass?
Ass.
Eh.
Assy full asses. Ass.
So is anything interesting happening in you guys' lives since I have, pretty much nothing going on?
I got a blowjob.
With a cast on?
Well, it's not like... fucking it goes up all the way to my cack, you know, like holy.
You don't tuck
was
it in.
Like one of those singing telegram nurses, like from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Was it a family member or an animal?
Was it a moose? Was it a moose?
Yeah, actually, it was. It was dead too.
Yeah.
Ew.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan took a 2x4 to it.
Tonight on SVU.
Hey.
Sodomy mooses. Or meese.
I don't know what plural of moose would be. I guess it's just moose.
It's just moose. Like goose.
Isn't Raw supposed to be coming back to like TNT or something?
Raw's gonna be
USA.
On...
USA. USA.
They're right next to each other on the things. Like, I'm confused.
They got a big Roddy Piper's coming back this weekend, or Monday or whatever.
Why are they changing it from Spike TV to USA anyways? You guys know.
I bet
because
it's...
Because Spike TV sucked.
What are you talking about?
It didn't make as much money as they hoped it would.
Of being
well,
a network
might,
from
they might, as well, like, they might as well call Spike TV the CSI network, because that's all they show on that fucking channel.
Oh, I love that shit, though.
I like to watch that Maximum Exposure show that they got that had all that fucking home videos and shit.
Was it just like people like videotaping like disasters anytime they...
Isn't that kind of like
a cheatier version of America's Funniest Home Video?
Yeah, but it's, like, more hardcore. They show, like, you know, like, police videos where, like, people are, like, naked and shit like that. Mm.
They show naked, like, people, like, on there?
Well, they blur it out, but, I mean, you wouldn't see, like, a police trying to arrest, like, a naked chick running down the street on America's Funniest Home Video.
Well, at least not without raping her first.
That guy in America's Funniest Home Video is more creepier than Bob Saget, though. He's got, like, a John Wayne Gacy kind of thing going on.
You know,
I think he just,
Bob Saget wrote a lot of those jokes on America's Funniest Home Videos, and those are the worst jokes I've ever heard in my entire life, and his stand-up is fucking hysterical.
XX is terrible.
Well, Bob Saget's a queer.
No, he's not.
He is.
That dude's hysterical.
No, well, didn't he give a blowjob for cocaine or something in that movie? That line.
In,
I can't think of the line now.
Did you ever suck dick for coke?
Yeah, there you go. I think it's in Half Baked, right?
Yeah. He was just on. He did the first Afro show when Ron and Fez.
Yeah, I know. He took it over too.
Yeah, I thought he was good.
I thought he was good too, but you know, it was supposed to be just the Ron Afro.
I know, but you got a good guest like that, you know. It kind of worked out.
Fuck that. Ron and Fez are a good guest.
Yo, what do you think about it? Have you heard any of the Ron and Fez stuff?
Not recently.
It's weird to be able to.
I've never
listened
to Ron and Fez.
I'll send you some stuff. I'll zip it and send it over. It's great.
Is it better than this?
Oh, no. Nothing can be better than this.
Better than the Wednesday night roundtable discussion we're having here?
Hey.
What can beat this? Come on, honestly.
Nothing, really.
Nothing.
Just idiots sitting around talking.
Other than maybe jerking up with sandpaper, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, a cheese grater you can use.
Cheese grater,
a
pasta machine, whatever. Meat grinder.
Sausage stuffer.
I'm getting hot.
Oh,
are you?
Oh, yeah.
Tom Bergeron?
Get the rose petals. Where's the rose petals?
I got them over here. Let me open the bag.
Let's hear it. Come on, let's hear it.
All right.
Did Brenner just say, I'm a little queer, I'm a little queer? What?
Dude, eat some. This could be like Snack on Corner on the Brown Lodge.
Keep
eat
away
some.
From small children. The thin film may cling to nose and mouth and prevent breathing. For decorative purposes only. Not for
That's
food
great.
Use.
Dude, you don't need to read the warning on the bag. Just eat some.
So start.
No, I don't think they're rose petals now that I'm actually looking at it. They look like fabric. I think these are fake fucking rose petals. Scumbag.
Did you ever think you were all in big camp?
Probably
later. Like you were champ?
Whoa. Everybody talk at once.
Hey.
Man, I got a lot of crap going on here.
Okay, so eat one and tell us how they taste.
Okay. Hold on.
I'm guessing.
Oh, they don't even feel right.
Oh, they don't feel right.
How are they supposed to feel?
Ugh. Okay.
They're supposed to feel like man balls.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope Eric Ryan doesn't isolate that.
They're supposed to feel like man balls?
Yeah.
One more time.
No, you said it.
Testicles.
Okay, I have lint in my mouth. They are definitely nowhere near being rose petals, because rose petals, at least I could have ingested that. That was some type of synthetic fabric that I'm probably going to die from tonight.
So you thought you were getting like a $50 bag of rose petals, but what you got was like a $2 cheapo bag of synthetic ones.
I tried to sell the rose petals on the streets to some homeless guy when I left, but he didn't want anything to do with it. Scumbag.
Well, can you blame him? What would he do? Like, rub them all over himself to make himself smell better instead of, like, dead skunk ass?
Yeah. Thank you. You got it right away.
You should grind that up in that meat grinder and put it into perfume.
Ew.
See, now your girlfriend's going to hate you now because you brought home plastic petals.
She's going to, like, see that. She'll be like, oh, sweetie. Oh, they're fake? What? And then beat the shit out of me.
Light me on fire while I'm sleeping.
She's gonna bother you. She's gonna cut your deck off.
She obviously she doesn't have you know, too many aspirations. She's dating me, so she'll be all right with it.
Yeah, that's true. Her expectations must be pretty low, right?
Yeah. She's scraping the bottom of the barrel over here.
As long as you shower once a week, you're all right.
Yeah, pretty much. I start to stink really
bad. Where is your girlfriend right now?
Niagara Falls.
Yeah! She's taking a journalism class in the city.
How come your girlfriend's around? Like, you know, you gotta get her on the show.
She's kind of shy.
Yeah, you always say that, but I'm totally not believing this. You know, like, I don't know if you really got a girlfriend. I'm really starting to...
Dude, who do you think lets the other maniacs into the lodge when I'm not here?
They can
Her
have
Norman
key.
Bates' mother?
No. She does.
Well, it's totally possible they have a key.
I ain't giving them no key. I'll be sleeping one day and I'll wake up and Chris will be laying next to me. It'll be creepy.
He'll be like busting a nut on your face. on the webcam. That would be sweet.
Gay radio.
How dare you sign off?
Who's signing off?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
What did I sign off?
It says
how dare you?
I left the room. The Brand Lodge signed off at 8:59 p.m. on the dot.
Hey, it was a goddamn accident. Got a lot of windows over here.
Nothing's an accident when it comes to you.
Really?
Everything's calculated.
You always intend to pay yourself.
I just have a computer with frozen windows on it.
So who are we going to crank call tonight? Seriously, like, we got to crank call some people.
Let's crank call Chris.
Can we call the Chinese place, ask them if they'll deliver to Yonkers?
Okay. From here?
Yeah, sure.
Let's call it now, yeah.
Alright.
You talk.
Green dragon Chinese food? Would you like a chicken bowl? Chicken bowl? Chicken fried rice?
I want pork lo mein.
What the fuck?
Hello.
Yo, Deja, you need to fix my computer.
Hello.
All right, we're gonna let's call Chris.
Hello.
All right, let's call him.
You still there?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Well, I can't believe we got Skype working this long. This is like a record. We better knock out some wood here.
Shh. Won't it not work now if we call someone on the phone?
Jesus Christ! Did anybody try to click on the CNN link thing? This has been frozen for like 10 minutes.
Well, don't click on it then.
I can't get it off. Dan sent it to me.
Oh.
Man, I really got to come prepared sometimes.
At least write down one idea.
I just took a nap. Yeah, I got some stuff. I don't know.
Like, I mean, you asked me about an hour before the show. Are you like, oh, you want to come on the show with me? Because I'm all high up hills and...
Yeah, that's probably why I can't think of anything. I'm all frizzed out from pain
colors. Stop messing with the computer.
I know, right?
You're just freaking out.
See what I mean?
You guys are evil.
To call me, but it's not. It's his fault.
All I'm doing is trying to click off. You guys are so angry and crazy.
We demand clear Skype action.
Clear Skype action.
Okay, hey. Like, are you dialing the phone, or are we just going to sit here and be like, hey, what's up?
Pretend like you're talking to him.
Hi, Deja. How was your
day? Are you there?
That's fucking great. Thanks for being an ignorant tool and not talking to me. All right.
You slapped out there for a minute there, power connection.
Oh, she hung up.
No, she didn't, did she?
Well, just me and you now. You watch your screen.
Yep, I lost,
because you were fucking around with the computer, it dropped her off, I bet.
No. Here we go.
Because you're cutting out on me, too, now.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. We'll give Chris a call.
All right. You dialed like three numbers.
Yeah,
Crystal.
Oh, God.
Not ringing.
I know. You know, you're really Captain Obvious sometimes.
Hey, I don't know if you're fucking... ...is coma.
I'm gonna in a minute. Let's see what this is doing.
That's fucking loud.
Do-do-do-do. Is it? Lower it. Scumbag. I think he disconnected his phone already.
He's probably like, holy fuck, it's a runner. I ain't answering the phone.
You've reached the Chiavo residence. No one can come to the phone right now. Leave a message at the tone and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thanks.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished recording, press pound to cancel.
Just start yelling.
Hey, you motherfucker!
I'm gonna power slam you straight to hell!
You ate my cheese sandwich, you motherfucker! I'm coming there and I'm gonna smack your wife in the face!
You ate my cheese flavored ice cream! I hate you and everything you stand for!
I don't like you!
Die!
Hulk Hogan loves you!
I love you. Good night. How was that? I think that was
good. Like, hey, did you hang up already?
Yeah. Whoa!
We're not like talking on his answer.
No, we're not. Hello?
Huh?
God damn it. Hey, what's up?
Hey.
You're back? Did I lose Mike? Probably, right?
Probably because you didn't call me back.
Alright, I'm calling you right back.
Alright.
Go back. Yo, you there? Hello? Yo, you're
Hello?
Back, right? Okay, good. That was Deja. Let's let's give her whatchamacallit call.
A ring again?
A conference call, if you will.
We're gonna go back to our menage a phone.
Menage a sex phone.
Well, it wasn't exactly very sexy. We were talking about sports and jerking off of cheese graters.
Yeah. Probably nothing she can really relate to.
Well, not unless she's a hermaphrodite.
Let's ask her.
Deja, are you a hermaphrodite?
Give her 1 second.
Yes.
Yes, you're a hermaphrodite?
No.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the Brown Lodge. You have a hermaphrodite online. All right.
Hey, you're on the Brown Lodge. Hey, do you have both parts? Cock and balls?
Don't you mean cock and vagina?
Oh, vagina.
No.
Vagina. It's vagina. Vagina.
It's a pugina.
That's Rodriguez. That's the catcher for Detroit.
Good job.
Is that his nickname?
Yeah, it was to Texas.
You're my sweet.
What are you talking about, Willis?
Are both you guys in every fantasy football and hockey and baseball league? Because you guys seem to be up to date on your sports.
Well, I'm just a lesbian, so I know.
Oh. I like sports, and I'm not a lesbian. Well, I guess I am a lesbian. I do like vagina.
Yeah. You know what doesn't
so if you're not a lesbian, are you into the man ass?
Yes.
Isolate that.
Brown and hairy. I take one of those like small hair tweezer things and pull everything out before I get to town and there. Ugh.
You're sick.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't like football. I obviously like dudes.
See, that's probably the thing. You probably have a boyfriend and you just don't want to tell us.
It's okay, you know.
You don't think the other two would have already given that one up?
No.
That's true. Yeah.
My girlfriend is a perfectly fine girl. She's perfectly normal to the point that she doesn't want to be on the radio with us retards.
That well, is really normal.
Actually, yeah.
Well, we need proof. We need proof that you have a girlfriend. That's it.
Just one naked picture of her.
Okay.
Not even naked.
No, but so that we can prove that she is a girl.
Okay. Get her on the webcam while we're on the show.
Just make out? What?
I think before we got on Radio BBQ, she was on the webcam when we were first testing all this stuff.
So but, when she got big, she walked off the show.
Yeah, she couldn't take
it. Now that you got 15 listeners, she doesn't want to do it now? Like, what?
Yes.
When you had little nobodies with two listeners, it was okay then.
That was exactly how many we had, and I think one of them was our computer that we had in the room. And the other one was Chris's wife. Who's actually a dude because we're all gay.
Aren't you?
Yes. We're actually all married.
Does Chris's wife listen to this when like Chris isn't on?
Well, if he's really moving right now, I'm sure he's not listening to it, but...
Oh, I didn't know he was moving. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, that's, yeah, he's moving to a different apartment tonight. I think,
Then why are we calling his house phone and not his cell phone, then?
Oh, because... Oh, yeah, that's probably a good question. Well, no, actually, his regular phone's still hooked up. He's not actually...
He's not out until tomorrow.
He's probably... All right, everybody, take it easy. He's not out until tomorrow, so he's just packing right now. I'm used to his cell phone not really working in his house.
Bunch packing?
Yeah. He's packing real fudge in there. That's why he's got ass problems.
That's so sick. Like, he's only talking about his shit.
It's just a...
I have shit today. I didn't cry.
How is it... Like, is your leg, like, straight out? Like, in the cast, or is it bent? Like, when you...
It has to be straight, doesn't it?
No, it's bent a little bit.
Huh. So is it hard to sit on the bowl? Or you just do it right where you're sitting in the...
I kind of got to turn to the side of it because I don't have enough room in front of me. My leg hits the wall. The wall's kind of close. So I have to turn to the side, and Deja's gone again.
Oh, yeah, it says finished. God damn it.
Her Skype is garbage.
Usually hers is pretty good.
It's because she's a Giants fan.
Is she a Giants fan?
Yeah, and she lives in Yonkers. Anybody who lives in Yonkers, Skype doesn't work for them.
Scumbags. Skype bags. So you have to turn your body to the wall to actually make yourself be able
to...
No.
I have to turn kind of to the side a bit. Like, I have to sit on the toilet kind of sideways.
The body sucks.
Let's make fun of me.
Hey, man.
I'll come stab you.
I feel your pain. I didn't even like peeing with a broken wrist. I can't imagine having both. Like,
I don't have cast on my arm anymore. It's gone. Friday, gone.
Anything ever come out of that? You ever find the guy who ran you over?
No, and the investigation is closed unless anybody has any information. Anybody comes out with any information.
I did it.
So. Alright, I'm calling the cops.
I run up there on Vespa, and I ran you over.
They had a couple leads, and they followed them, came out with nothing, and they said that unless they get any new information, there's nothing they can do. They did all their CSI junk and whatever, I don't know.
I was just thinking of the Law and Order thing, like, dun-dun-dun, all of a sudden Ice-T comes over, and he's like, yo, brother. We're going to find who did this to you.
Yeah, but he's the special victims unit guy. He's like the rapist. He's on the rapist one, not on the regular one, though.
Well...
I wasn't raped.
It's not always rape. It's just you're a special victim. It was hit and run. It's special. You're special.
It's always rapes or sexual assaults or, like, somebody got ass raped with a screwdriver or something like that.
How? I don't think I've seen that one.
Okay, so I made that one up, but... Okay. It's that kind of shit, though. It's never like I don't know.
It's never anything like a normal crime, just getting run over in the street by some jerk off who just freaking decides to drive away.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, that's a little more normal than getting raped in Central Park.
They both suck, dude.
Why, you know from experience?
Yeah, well, yeah, I know for a fact the screwdriver thing sucks. I never got hit by a car, though.
No, I thought you were talking about getting raped in Central Park.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time.
You ever got mugged?
Me? Yeah, a few times.
A few times?
Yeah, I've had guns put to my head. I got beat with a 2x4 for a Walkman.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I got the last one was like a few years ago. I got some like these three crazy dudes outside of a fucking deli in the middle of the night that fucking held me down and fucking punted my head like a football. I got this like lump on my head. I don't even want to know what it's all about.
So like Hacksaw Jim Duggan came up and took your fucking Walkman.
Yeah, well, like I was getting on to the bus and I had like an army jacket on and I felt somebody reach into my pocket and try to pull it out. And then I just, like, I saw this kid reaching in my pocket and I started punching him and his friends. Like, next thing, I just heard this thing hit my head. And when I woke up, I had, like, my Iron Maiden tape wrapped in my hand and I had freaking headphones in the other hand. And
the
bus driver didn't do anything. Bus driver drove away. He actually ran over my glasses because I guess when they hit me with whatever they hit me with, my glasses fell off and they were all broken in the street.
New York City sounds like a beautiful city.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. And I remember the one with the gun to my head. It was like right near here where I live. And it's not too bad of a neighborhood, but like I was walking this girl home and I like we walked past these bunch of kids and then I just like I hear like, you know, you hear like the feet walking faster and faster and I turn around and next and I just see this gun coming at my head and I held out my hands and they went through my pockets and I had like a ball in my pocket and some weed and my wallet and they were just like mocking me like, yo, you shouldn't be smoking this shit and took all my stuff.
That's funny. Well, it's not funny, but it's...
No, it was pretty sucky.
Yeah.
Tell the truth. Having a gun put to your head, not cool.
You should have, like, been all, like, kung fu to impress the girl and, like, took the gun and, like, shot them and...
Nah, I was pretty drunk. It was just, you know, just as long as I keep my mouth shut.
Oh, so that's probably why they picked on you, because you're, like, 5 feet tall and you were hammered out of your tree, so they figured they can get
Dude,
away with it.
Dude, I'm 5'10", and all I was doing was just walking by. I'm fine.
You're 5'10", when you're standing on, what, a stool?
No, when I'm standing.
You are not.
I certainly am.
You are not. You're such a liar.
Why would I lie about my height?
Let's get out the measuring tape.
You really think I'm 5 feet tall?
I think you're like 5'3" or 5'4" or something. I really do.
Yeah, my mom is. I'm not. Thank you.
You are so. How tall is your dad?
He was kind of short. He was like 5'5". He passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. We were both skinny, though. Skinny, I can attest to. I don't mind. You can call me skinny all you want, but I'm not short. Scumbag. You big, fat bastard.
Fuck you.
Pull some sausage out of your cast and chow down.
I'm coming down the fucking Staten Island, and we're going to rumble.
You're not doing nothing.
We're going to rumble.
I'll kick you in the leg, your old broken and gimpied out leg.
Okay, give me a month or two, and I'll come down to Staten Island, and we'll rumble. How about that? We'll have like a Christmas rumble. Rumble on the garbage pile.
You know what you're supposed to come down for? We're supposed to go to that Renaissance Festival. I don't even know if it's ended or not yet.
I didn't know I was going to the Renaissance Festival.
Why not? It was an open invitation to all of us.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think that would be a lot of fun, drinking mead and freaking watching Chris buy, like, you know, $2,000 swords.
And then watching his wife beat the shit out of him for buying a $2,000 sword.
Yeah, watching his, like, she's really tiny. Should get on a stool and, like, smack him in the head with the sword.
That would be sweet. Or maybe he can buy more boots.
$300 boots and $900 invisibility cloak.
Does he buy, like, a Frodo Baggins shirt, too, and all that?
I just want to see...
Chris.
Yeah, he talks like that all of a sudden.
Hey, I'm Chris. How you doing?
I'm Frodo.
Hey.
This is my friend.
Hey.
Let's go take the ring to Mordor. Let's go.
Precious. Precious.
Hey, actually, that wasn't too bad.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Now I'm scared.
Thank you.
That creeped me out.
I don't like those movies. You like those movies?
Yeah, I like those movies. I like The Lord of the Rings, but I'm not a LARPer. I don't go out and buy cloaks and swords and go to the movie premiere and pretend I'm Gandalf and all that gay shit. I don't do that, but I like the movies.
I bet. Probably have your fucking Gandalf wig on right now.
Yeah, I do, actually. Actually, you know what? I went and found a dude that had long, long white hair, and I cut his scalp off, and now I'm wearing it over myself. It makes me feel all sexy.
You're an ninja.
Oh, yeah. Just call me Indian Pete.
Woo! Well, I guess you don't get the New York Daily News up there, but they got this Mick Jagger lookalike in the Daily News.
Yeah.
It is absolutely creepy. A Randy Mick Jagger impersonator got plenty of satisfaction at a Chelsea nightclub when he hoodwinked the hotspot, lavished with VIP treatment.
So they didn't know he wasn't Mick Jagger, they thought he was?
He kind of looks like Joe Piscopo and Mick Jagger, like, smashed together.
That's pretty
creepy. But when they put the picture of Mick Jagger on the bottom, I mean, it's not, like, a perfect representation, but I guess if you're drunk enough, you'd buy it. I'd buy that for a dollar.
So he looks kind of like Mick Jagger on steroids, then?
Yeah.
If he's like Joe Piscopo.
But just like in the face. He's he took all his steroids in his face instead of, like, working out his arms.
Oh, he's got, like, that football player neck. He's got that, like, really thick neck and jaw.
He's got, like, thick face. Like, his skin is, like, you know, when, like, Ric Flair, like, it gets all leathery and crazy after, like, 50 years of wrestling.
Yeah, but, I mean, you could make shoes out of Keith Richards' face.
Yeah, any one of them in that band, you could really, you could take out their blood and, you know, and pickle it.
Well, Keith Richards probably doesn't have any blood left. He probably has to go and get, like, injected with blood after every day.
Well, years ago there was something about him having, like, you know, having to get transfusions and stuff. Because he was, I think he was anemic.
Well, all his fucking veins are probably collapsed from all the drugs he did.
Hey, man. Anything for a little fun.
So what, you do heroin?
No. I don't like needles.
So what kind of pills did you take today?
This is Vicodins.
Vicodin?
Yeah.
Are they any good?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
You took four, you said?
Yeah.
And how many beers did you have?
About six.
You're not going to have a liver left.
I know.
You're sounding pretty normal. You're not sounding too drunk.
Yeah, I know. I drank a couple cups of coffee because I figured I had to at least stay awake for the show whether I had nothing or not.
Well, I thought you were going to pass out a couple of times.
Yeah, I had to take a nap before. I was like, oh, I'm going to fall asleep.
That's awesome. So what time did you start drinking today?
Well, I didn't have anything to do, so I guess when I woke up around, like, 12. Last night I stayed up and watched, like, Million Dollar Baby, and then I tried to stay up, and I was watching The Ring 2 at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning. I got that stupid freaking, you know, box that just lets movies play. And The Ring 2 is the dumbest fucking movie I've ever seen in my life, and it finally made me collapse. Man, that was terrible.
It was?
It was really bad. I loved The Ring, the first one. I thought that was one of the, you know.
It was totally original. That's why I liked it. I don't like horror movies, but that one was original.
But now, when you watch this, you know exactly what's going to happen. You know, with the television, as soon as the static comes on. It wasn't what I thought it was going to be. And The Million Dollar Baby, man, that was sad. I don't know
it
if you
sad.
Saw it. Yeah, it was really, really sad movie.
Nah, I don't know. I don't really want to see it. It doesn't look like my kind of movie.
I wanted to watch it just because it got so much, you know, acclaim and everybody said it was great. And Clint Eastwood, I like his movies. And it was good. I mean,
the Oscar winners are usually the types of movies I don't like to watch.
And not all the time. Some of them are pretty good. Wasn't there one that one year when, what was that, Daniel Day-Lewis movie that was winning everything, The Gangs of New York?
That was a shitty movie.
Oh, you didn't like that movie?
It was shitty.
Ah, come on, dude.
It was shitty.
You hate everything.
I don't hate everything.
Do you hate that the Yankees are winning 2-1?
Well, I could care less.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to not win the World Series when your payroll is like three times as much as just about any other team out there.
Blame it on the payroll. If they didn't play well, they wouldn't win.
But if they didn't have fucking two starters for every position, they wouldn't win either.
Hey, you're right.
So how is that fair?
What? It's fair. I mean, they're not doing anything illegal. They just, you know, they just have a stacked team. It's no big deal.
But it's not exactly fair play.
And I mean, obviously, they don't win every year. I mean, they didn't do, you know, they're not the shining star this year.
No, but it's not the point.
It doesn't
seem like Boston. Are you fucking around the computer?
No. You just kicked out for a second. I just heard dead air.
No, it's because I wasn't talking, because I could hear myself again, and that usually happens when you're fucking around the computer.
All right, take it easy, buddy.
Okay, let's go and call somebody.
No, we're actually going to take a break. I got to go pee.
Okay.
We are the Brown Lodge. I'm RadioBBQ.net having a nice little conversation on this big Wednesday. Canadian Metal, Mike, and I am the other Mike, Runner, and we are the Brown Lodge. We'll be taking a break and coming back at you after a bunch of shit. I'll Skype you back up, little Mikey, okay?
All right.
Peace.
Peace.
This love is 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 no choice. And listen to this crack up man before they ban your voice. While I rock to the rhythm of a pop, remember the first number one is the first to get shot. Who understand what I say? Yo, the track is negativity. Either come kick it in the city with me and find the blackest black and back and take that shit back, cause they don't wanna fuck with that. There's too many niggas to try to calm, and motherfuckers can get it, nobody wanna fuck with it. Appetite for destruction, but if we get a bit more shit, we gotta commit murder in the first degree of manslaughter. Taking the life of his wife in your daughter. A whole city of bitches done been sucked up, and the niggas is killing me straight fucked up. Understand what I'm saying, breathe, and I ain't even what they're trying to feed. My appetite for destruction. Appetite is tremendous, so I'm gonna spend this. Track with the bottom because they act need to end this. Some took all out of crumb cause I was nausea. A nigga tried to take advantage because of the kamikaze. He took a flip of my head, thought I was faded. Started to put the door, but the fucker never made it. The sound of the nine went bang, and all up on the wall was his motherfucking brain. Cause I'm a nigga you can't sleep on, so set the alarm. Cause I hit like a motherfucking bomb. I took damage with a nine in my hand, but the average nigga that don't know me don't understand. I'm from the streets, so therefore, you know I don't care for a fucker that ain't down with the real niggas, the niggas, the niggas. Yo, and that's when the shit gotta go. And if it's open any time, cause the nine wanna leave. I got a 38 hitting up the sleeve, and it's ready to go to war, cause that's what it's here for. I took out a million niggas and shoot more. And that's a million and one they couldn't hang with the appetite, cause they wasn't rapping right, so I had to destroy whoever was standing in my presence. For fucking up the essence of my type for destruction.
Cops put a hurting on your ass, man, you know. It really degrades you. White folks don't believe that shit. Don't believe cops degrade you. Oh, come on. Those beatings, those people are resisting a blast.
Check it out, y'all. In the house, y'all. So I can show you the phone and let the people know. So won't you please go down to the yellow brick road to Compton. But first, let me show you something. I'm possessed to dig your mammoth of a hip-hop thing. Man is a thief and not a word. First one, I'm a guy, nigga, with an attitude. Gotta get respect and break your motherfucking neck. Second one, always gotta fuck out of wedlock. I like you when the busy goes snap, crackle, and pop. Number three, I'm a gangster fanatic. Two time boss, daddy. Number four, his list is gone. A crazy-ass nigga that remains on the floor. Fifth one, my killing just begun. I pulled off my gun, now they're keeping me on the run. Six, kinda tricky. Can't forget that I'm motherfucking chicken shit. I wasn't trying to play with me. By the time you get to seven, you'll be 6 feet. Number eight, make no mistake. Sneaky in your bonnet, catch your prey. Ninth one, I gotta be wrong.
We interrupt this motherfucking program to bring you special public service tonight. So listen up while we take it to our nigga on the street, Willie Johnson.
Some truth inside, or just another night. Alive. We'll send them free.
I'm back. I just threw up some hot dogs. You know when they tell you not to take alcohol with medication? Well, you're probably right. I'm running this the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net. Getting ready to wrap it up at 9:40 on a Wednesday. I'm here Skyping up with a couple of my buddies, Canadian Metal and Deja. Gonna hook back up with them. And, you know, I know it wasn't a correction, man. I had nothing. And, I'm pretty exhausted. But, figured we should probably run it live, considering, our scheduling problems that, the Brown Lodge seems to be having over these past weeks between, work and, more work. But, I appreciate you people for hanging around, if you're hanging around. And, we try to do what we can. Hopefully, we're trying to figure out something, maybe getting a Saturday show. Like, I know we, do a replay on Saturday. And, maybe we could figure out something going live, if, Dan'll prove that, and, cause at least we can pretty much guarantee that, well, not guarantee anything, but, pretty much, hope that we're all around on Saturday, and, you can get the full effect of, me, Chris, and 100K, and our, radio entourage that we usually have, calling in and torturing us, like, Canadian, Mike, whose particular pleasure tonight was torturing me. Once again, we are the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net, and I don't know, anybody got anything that they'd like to talk about? You can call us on our phone line, 718-360-1413.
What's that?
That would be 718-360-1413. Or you can Skype us up at Rundog on Skype. I am going to call you there, little buddy. I'm going to give a Canadian Metal a call on Skype. Let's see how this works for us. Hey, I'm all frozen. It's awesome. Hey, Greg. Oh, there you go. Hello? You're on the Brown Lodge, hopefully. God damn it. I'm trying. Hello.
Hello.
Howdy.
Can we drag on Chinese food? Would you like some Chinese food?
Yes, I'd like some pork la rice, and I would like some chicken chow hei.
Chicken bowl?
That would be $6.45. I'd like you to deliver the buffet to my house.
How about I just shit in a bag and throw it at you?
Right now? Yeah, that would feel pretty good.
Let's try.
You there, little buddy? Ah. Once again, ooh, we got DJ Newstyle calling. Howdy, you're on the Fuck Lodge. This is Ryan.
Hi. Oh, the Fuck Lodge. Awesome. I love it. I came to the right place.
What's up, man?
What's going on? I just pulled my big rig to the side of the road. I just wanted to jump into the Fuck Lodge. What's going on, everybody?
I had no idea you were a trucker.
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that even more amazing? Usually, non-truckers don't pull big rigs to the side of the road.
Hey, let's, you want to see if we can get a conference call going with Mike?
So get that Canuck on the line. Let's see what we've got going on with him.
Yeah, we'll call him right now.
Are you seriously medicated and liquored up?
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah, I just, on the break, I threw up.
That's good.
Like, I ate like 3 hot dogs today, and it was just like everything.
Everyone has AIDS!
Yeah!
There you go.
Only the lucky ones. Huh?
Somebody.
That's hot.
Who's got the bug?
The bug? You mean the ninja?
Yeah.
The silent assassin?
Oh, God, it's so awful.
What's awful?
I can't even.
It's a fact of life now.
I know,
dude. Gotta teach it to kids. The fact that you have to explain AIDS to 9 years old, kids of 9 years old, that really makes it just part of life.
Oh, a real
it's like you gotta give them the condom speech, and you gotta give them the AIDS speech in second and third grade. Because you know why? They may not know division and fractions yet, but they will know what a lesion is.
Ugh.
Nice.
When it forms near their groin. They shouldn't be touching anything at that age.
No, but they are.
Except themselves.
I mean,
and me. What?
Is this Michael Jackson or DJ New Style? What's going on here?
I just want to say I like Bruno because he's a musical talent.
He's like a little boy.
I'm deepening my voice just to really distance myself and start off kind of subconsciously. Yeah, so Runner, how you doing?
Yeah,
how's
like
the football and baseball going?
Oh, it's going great. I gotta let that kid out of my trunk. I mean, nothing.
I just totally killed a cow and ate it on the side of the street today. It was nuts.
Gotta pull my rig over.
That's right. Yeah, man, hop off the big rig.
I'm touching myself with sandpaper.
Ow. You like that shit.
I do.
God almighty. Teaching 9-year-old kids about AIDS. So having to have a conversation with a child about a condom probably is the fucking worst thing I could possibly think of.
You know the thing that you pee from your wee-wee?
Okay, remember the other...
Mommy and Daddy used a rubber sheath, and they wanted to cover Daddy's wee-wee so that Daddy's seeds didn't fly into Mommy.
And now we
However,
have
the thin rubber sheath, like a sword sheath on the knight of shining armor, it broke, and my seed spilled into Mommy, and in my drunken haze, mm-hmm. I didn't punch Mommy in the throat and kill her, and you were born.
I should have bounced her on her heels for a half an hour.
I didn't choke Mommy long enough while she was coming.
I should have jerked off before I went on the date. Oh my God, so horrible.
Why?
Dude.
It's all nature, man. It's all nature.
It's all a part of life.
When are you going to get knocked up, Runner?
When am I going to get knocked up?
I just had a child.
Just now?
Actually, on the last edition of Prowlogs. I had a black baby.
I didn't exactly hear that episode. What happened?
I had a black baby, and I'm suffering from postpartum depression now, because I can't find my black baby.
You lost
him
in the dark?
You can't find it.
No, well, he stole himself.
Oh. Okay.
I made this joke fucking 3 days in a row. Do you realize that? Jesus Christ. I have no material.
You have
why
no material.
Why would I call?
It's new to me.
Oh, that's why.
I need anything, man.
That's what we're talking about, jerking off of the sandpaper.
Yeah, that might be kind of risky. You know what? Maybe if you, if conventional jacking it, you know, doesn't work out for you anymore, you know, you start off dry, then you start introducing lube to make it new, then you switch hands. You know, anything you can get right now, you're using socks. And you get to the point where you're such a pro, you don't feel anything, you gotta use some fucking, like steel wool or, sandpaper.
Cheese grater.
Cheese grater. I'm telling you, switch hands,
glass.
Right? You switch hands, you put it underneath your leg while you're laying down, and you work it with your palm down towards the bed. And it'll feel like a whole new dude.
Dude, you're
saying. It'll feel like a new dude?
Yeah. As opposed to the old dude.
The old dude that you're nailing.
It was my broken wrist technique.
Ah, I see.
It was your...
crackhead friend technique?
Well, because when I did it with my left hand, I was just like all over the place. I was shifting it left and right.
No control.
It was like, yeah, you know, it was like stick shift gone awry. So like if you plop it underneath your leg, and you kind of use your hand to, you know, like your leg kind of keeps
it's
it.
It's all nature, man. It's coming back to it's all nature. Like the goldfish will change in size to accommodate its lake or pond or tank. You know, animals will change color to avoid threats and to actually help them hunt. And when we break our hands, we will learn a way to get off, even if the other hand's a little, just not in tune yet.
Men
we will use whatever object we can.
Hey, we adapt to our nature.
That's right. A very adaptive lot we are.
Even though it wasn't very comfortable. But,
no, but you had to do it. It's almost like when you get a scab from jacking it too much. Like when you're 13, just starting out, you just discover it. It's all the rage now.
Thank
you get
God.
That one,
I'm
you get that one scab
person.
On the side, you got to start working around it.
I am so happy I'm not the only person. Yeah, you got to go low on it and just use
you're
that
not
the top tipping it.
You got scabs?
Yeah.
The thing is, it's from friction, man. What happens is when you get a little too enthusiastic, it's dangerous.
No, it's actually the opposite. It's not necessarily too enthusiastic. It's like when you can't like focus, and all of a sudden you got like 75 things running around your head, and then every once in a while it just slips to something that's not really that interesting. And you're not really jerking off about anything. You're just doing the action, and it's just kind of like, it's just like be rubbing, you know, you're just rubbing skin for the sake of rubbing skin.
Yeah.
But, man,
just
I'm
just a couple
so,
of guys
I'm...
talking about their dicks. Good. Brown rod.
Hey.
I like how we're going in reverse. We went from AIDS to Runner talking about how to bang a new dude, and now we're just talking about our dicks.
Hey, in the,
it's going in reverse.
In a way, we're still talking about AIDS because we're talking about safe sex, you know?
Yeah, it's all about safe sex.
Well, as long as we're not talking about having a shit and bleeding and crying, I guess we're all right.
No, I'm not Chris. I just shit water.
The worst is when you get the water shit. Because you know, like, if you ate at a restaurant or something for lunch or for dinner and you had a Coke or any drink, actually, you know one of those motherfuckers put Visine in your drink. That's the whole reason. You just get you get the shit out of you. You piss out of your asshole because some fucking shithead, like, college kid put Visine in your drink and you can't taste it. It just fucking wreaks havoc on your digestive system.
Are you sure that's...
I'm going to remember that.
Yeah, I've always heard that, but I never...
Useful knowledge to make your friends piss out of their ass on the brown
lines. Isn't Visine just fucking saline solution, basically? Why would that make you shit?
It's actually like almost diluted hydrochloric acid. If you look at it, it's like tetrahydrochloric acid, HCl. We want to do some fucking chemistry on this shit.
Hey, man.
For some reason, it just wreaks havoc on your digestive tract. It's not saline solution.
Oh, that's what I thought it was. Wait, actually, it's
saline
something's...
doesn't get the red out. Visine gets the red out, son. Trust Ben Stein, nigga.
You're saline salt water. Like, so why would you want to put saline in your eye anyways? It would fucking hurt.
What? There's like millions of people that wear contacts that put saline solution in their eyes every day.
Seriously, that's just fucking weird.
I guess you have good
in
eyes.
In Canada, we use beer. The Bat's Blue is all we use for our contacts.
Hey, hoser, I hosed down my eyes.
Hosers.
Man, my stomach is wreaking havoc just from painkillers and alcohol, I think.
Nice. Good. And hot dogs and weed. Good combo.
Yeah. Did
you say
you
were throwing up
adjusted.
The hot dogs?
Yeah. I'm sweating right now. I feel violently ill.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you're happy. I hope you're all right, man. I'm kind of getting creeped out, but I think we're making great radio that no one's actually hearing right now.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, it's like a suicide show or something. He's like downed half a bottle of Vicodin and a six-pack of Bud, and he's all like, yeah.
Did you ever hear about that kid? There was a kid who killed himself on cam. Like, he was in an IRC chat room, and people kept daring him to take more and more drugs. And he kept doing it, and then he typed out, "Told you I was hardcore," and he just dropped dead right on the keys, alive on cam.
What was he taking?
He was taking fucking uppers, downers, fucking X. He was doing coke. He was doing it all, man.
Jesus Christ.
He was smoking weed, started off smoking weed. He was doing, like, just fucking shots of Everclear. Fucking anything he could get his hand on.
You ever do that before, Everclear?
I've stayed away from it, actually.
Yeah.
What is?
Keep staying away from it.
It's grain alcohol. It's pretty much rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
That frat guys like to mix with Kool-Aid.
Moonshine.
So they can illegally bang fucking girls that are lured into their house.
it's basically like, yeah. Oh man.
It's almost moonshine, man.
Yeah, like this one kid, he had it in the trunk of his car one night, and I was leaving this bar, and I already had way too much to drink, and I mean, it touched my lips, and everything that I had that night just spewed everywhere. It hit the trunk, it hit the car, it hit the floor, it hit the kid. I mean, it was the worst.
Was he selling his car, or did he just like say, hey, come have a drink?
He like, I'm walking by, and he's like, runner, check this out. And he, like, lifted up his tire, and he had this, like, clear bottle, this clear nondescript bottle in the freaking, like, one of those ball, like mason jars. And he was just like, he said it was grain alcohol, and I took it, I didn't even get it anywhere near going down, but I took a hit of it, and I mean, everything that I ever ingested in my life came back up on the fucking street. It was fucking nasty.
Like, those little diced up carrots that came in the little small baby food jar when you were five. They, all of a sudden, they come up.
It was my high colonic going the other direction. Whew. I'm surprised you never had that, Moose Boy. You're in the middle of the woods, right?
I've had moonshine, but I never heard it called whatever the hell you guys called it.
Green Everclear.
It's
yeah.
The kind they sell in stores, and they don't have to make out back in the shed. Sorry, I had to do it.
Yeah, whatever.
We love the Canadian mic, Canadian metal.
I make it
big
shed.
Supporter of Radio BBQ, and I have some voicemails from him. I didn't even listen to.
Just the one. I just made like a farting noise. That was about it. I just wanted. That's all right. I didn't know what it was. I just seen you have like a tape thing beside your name, so I'm like, all right, I'll click it and see what happens. And you have like your 20-hour-long fucking answering machine. Like, you think you'd shut up so we could leave a message? It's like, hi, I'm DJ New Style, DJ New Style Show, DJ New Style. You say your name like 85 fucking times and say, hey, it's DJ New Style, leave a fucking message. Never mind going on for an hour and a half. Like, I just did.
Brand recognition and also not having a fucking clue what to say next. And lack of talent.
There you go.
Formula that wins, everybody.
Hey.
DJ Newstyle.com. I'm on the phone here. I'm the Brown Lodge. This is DJ Newstyle.
Who is it?
Who is it?
DJ Newstyle.
Oh, nice.
From DJ Newstyle.com, the DJ Newstyle show. I'm your host, DJ Newstyle.
I like your picture. What's the weather like? I mean, you look like you're all weather casting there. You're the meteorologist of the day.
I'm pretending like I'm in the movie Groundhog Day.
And she just keeps happening over and over again?
That was at the fucking Wax Museum in NYC, which, as the Canadians would say, oh, the big city in America. With all the concrete and the tall buildings.
The big apple, eh? The concrete jungle.
It's a rather large apple.
No moose in that town, eh?
No moose out there.
See, you're not really talking like a Canadian. You're talking like an Indian.
I know. I have one accent.
What are you trying to tell me?
No, not Indian. Like, not Paki Indians. I mean, like, Native Indians.
We have to use every part of the buffalo.
What is a Native American? What is a Native...
I'm going to walk on my trail of tears now and then screw the white man out of his money.
The other way around, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Got trailers, and we live in houses.
Houses.
So, I was pretending I was, I think it was Phil Connors in the movie Groundhog Day, where he was, talking about the storm front that's just going to blow on by.
I thought you photoshopped yourself on, like, something from TV or something.
No, they had, like, a whole Al Roker fucking area where he had, the fat Al Roker as a wax statue, and then the thin Al Roker, a very alien-looking Al Roker, very thin. And then they had the weather screen, so you could take yourself doing the weather. So I decided to do the Groundhog Day thing.
Too bad they couldn't staple that guy's head, because that's what makes him look freaky. His head is like 70% of his body.
It looks like a fucking chocolate-covered peanut. His head is fucking... He looks like he pissed off somebody while waiting in line in the movie Beetlejuice.
Oh, no. And sprinkled a little fairy dust on his head.
Well, it looks like I'm next.
Beetlejuice!
Hey, hey, there's Elvis! Oh, geez, Scott. Well, number four, it looks like I'm next.
Why weren't we talking about Beetlejuice like a couple weeks ago?
I don't know. Good movie, though.
Excellent movie.
Absolutely off, fucking off the heap.
Good freaking
cheesy.
The shizzle.
It was a fizzle mizzle. Ugh, I can't wait till that shit goes away.
Yo, I was working...
Did you work on Doggy Fizzle?
I worked on that hip-hop thing. And, like, I was walking up on the stage, and I'm like, man, it fucking reeks of weed. And I turn around, and Snoop Dogg was standing right there. I was like, oh, this makes sense.
You talk to him at all?
I just said hi.
What'd he say?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
He just said hi back.
He didn't like, pimp slap you or anything?
No, he's not as tall as he looks.
Well, he looks like he's about 7 feet tall.
Yeah, and he's really not. He's probably, like, 6'1".
Really?
Yeah. His posse was a lot bigger.
You probably just hang out with really short people.
They fucking smell great. They just reek of weed. Like, I didn't even see anybody smoking.
You realize you just said, in describing a pack of large black men, they fucking smell great.
You know? I'm not even going to take it back, because they really do.
Do they take you back and feed you the tube steak, or what?
Oh, yeah. I got gang raped in the back. It was like an episode of Oz Gone Wrong. Or Gone Right, depending on how you look at it.
You dropped the mic on the stage, and you bent over, and they came
over. You cut up like a maniac.
Shut up. Stop fucking around with the computer, then.
How'd you know I was fucking around with the computer? Stop telling me what to do.
That's the only time it cuts up is when you're fucking around on the computer.
No, it's when you're not fucking.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Damn, Gina! Whatever.
Damn, Gina, cutting out on Skype! I never had no PlayStation, Gina!
Hell you get a year! Skype,
what
motherfuckers!
What up? You're on the ground now, you motherfucker!
Let's call Chris.
You want to see what he's doing?
Yeah,
let's
see what Chris is doing.
What's he doing?
Let's see what he's doing.
That's the phone number he has until we get a hold of him.
My all-time favorite clip
on
the dumb show. I like to spread it on the jam and jelly.
He's still playing that?
Yeah, I don't think he should ever stop. I think that's the greatest clip ever. He had me just fucking making some weird noise on there.
I still got to do it. Like, if Chris would ever bring over that...
His dumb show.
When is that when is that on? You guys hear me?
Sundays on Radio BBQ.
Nice.
Sunday night. I think it's 8 to 10, which is after Eric's Archives, which is 6 to 8. You get 4 delicious hours of Eric Ryan on Sunday evenings.
Holy shit.
Man, that smells like a good time.
And if you go to the CraigColemanShow.com, you can click on his pimple pussy face.
And you can, so see, you can also see. You can also see.
You're a really nice guy. Jesus Christ!
That's a Craig put on.
I know, but I just wanted to make you look like you're an evil Canadian man.
He is evil. Craig,
I gave Craig shit about that today. I said, "Why the? No wonder I didn't give you a picture of me because you said all that bad shit about Eric Ryan."
I revealed that. Strategy games online to try and win money, and he called me a competitive gamer, G-A-Y-M-E-R.
Well, you are, aren't you?
It's really mean, and that's why I listen to his show.
Here, we're going to call...
I got to hear myself.
We're going to call Chris.
Did you ever set up that Skype thing that I... You know, probably, right?
I did, actually.
You know what it is? It's the bandwidth, then, because we got a few things going on. Because I don't hear myself now. It's really good.
You don't hear, like an echo?
No, it's good.
Mike, it went away on you too, right? You don't hear echo anymore, right? God, this computer sucks ass.
Thanks for the number.
Oh, you can figure it out from the tone?
Yeah, I'm actually, I have perfect pitch.
I know.
As you can tell by my awful singing.
Here we go, let's see what Chris is doing. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay,
Chris.
You didn't call
that. Hey, who are you calling?
Jesus! Sons of bitches!
Let's see. You guys ever play with this Vonage phone? It's not fun.
Yep. Hey, have any of you kids ever checked out the Vonage?
Hey, kids! Back in my day, I had the Vonage. 23 Skidoo.
That's what it's going to be like.
Yeah, like 10 years from now, we're going to be like, hey, I had Skype in my day. Well, now I just think and I get a telephone call on my
brain. Yeah, and then...
Oh, this shit isn't working.
Every time you shed blood, then you get a telephone call?
You can magically make baby wipes appear when you shit.
Yeah.
You have a dispenser in the wall, you could just pull it right out. Ew.
I reckon you don't know to talk that way. He's just a boa.
Let's get on.
Alright, you guys are cracking out all over the place. And
crackling oat bran, son. Crackling oat bran.
It's good cereal.
Crackle.
We are obviously retarded. We are the Brown Lodge, and I am going to bed.
Robble, robble.
I appreciate you suckers for guiding me through this night, and we're going to end it right here.
Ronald, can I just make a request here before you hang up?
Of course
you can. Give us just a statement to leave us on?
You want an official Brown Lodge statement?
I want a statement for you to leave us on until next time.
Let's see.
Wear a condom.
Don't fuck anybody in Canada, maybe.
Gage lesions.
If you're going to probe the brown hole, wear a finger cot.
There you go.
That's words to live by me. You got anything? Any words to live by there, DJ?
I don't know.
Canadian
yeah, sure.
Mike, don't rape
how,
nurse.
How about this? If she's got a penis, let your friend fuck her.
There you go. That's two. How about you, Mike?
If she's old enough to pee, she's old enough for me.
There we go. We are the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net on a Wednesday. Appreciate you hanging around. And I guess we'll see you on Monday. Actually, not me. I'll be working for BET. Hey, I'm going to fit right in, dudes.
You're working on black cable.
Yes, I am. Ew.
You suck.
But I appreciate you guys for hanging around and
I can't it smells like cat food.
Alright.
Lucky. We're the Brown Lodge. See you Monday.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye. Adios.
Yeah. Why is she not working? I just want to play a song. Here we go. I'm Runner. Appreciate DJ New Style, Canadian Metal Mike, and ECP Deja. Help me out tonight on this big Wednesday. We were the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net. And, I don't know. Thanks a lot, guys. Enjoy a hot toddy with your boys. Every Monday and Wednesday.
You run, you run. it's the music, might be light show. Just because you don't listen, don't mean there's no show. There's one thing more, Mikey, you'd like you to know. So here's the music, Mikey, light show.
Welcome to the Music Mikey Likes Show. I'm your host, Mikey Boy, and I'll be with you for the next couple of hours. Now, if you've been listening to the show recently, you might know that I'm on an alphabetic kick right now. What that means is I took a... I made a list of...